兄姐妹好，请大家打开哥罗西书。
Please open your Bibles to the book of Colossians。
那我们读这段经文之前，那我们祷告。
And before we read this passage, let us pray together。
天父，我们赞美你，因为你差遣耶稣替我们死。我们本来是去地狱的，但是你爱我们，你救了我们，让我们常常感谢。求主现在给我们一个谦虚的心，带到你面前来听你的道。主，我们知道我们都是软弱的，我们没有一个人是完美的，但是为了我们的爱，因为我们爱你，我们要进步，我们要改善，我们要更像耶稣。求主，求主给我们力量，让我们在主里面成长，蒙你的喜悦。我奉主耶稣的名祷告，阿们。请大家打开哥罗西书，我们今天从1:28读到2:5。
And we shall be reading from Colossians chapter 1, verse 28 to chapter 2, verse 5.
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面运用的大能尽心竭力。我愿意你们晓得，我为你们和老底家人，并一切没有与我亲自见面的人，是何等的尽心竭力，要叫他们的心得安慰，因爱心互相联络，以致分分足足的在悟性中有充足的信心，使他们真知神的奥秘，就是基督所积蓄的一切智慧知识都在他里面藏着。我说这话免得有人用花言巧语迷惑你们。我身子虽与你们相离，心却与你们同在。见你们循规蹈矩，信基督的心也坚固，我就欢喜了。
Colossians 1:28. Him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. For this I toil, struggling with all his energy that he powerfully works within me. For I want you to know how great a struggle I have for you and for those at Laodicea and for all who have not seen me face to face, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, to reach all the riches of full assurance of understanding and the knowledge of God's mystery, which is Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I say this in order that no one may delude you with plausible arguments. For though I am absent in body, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the firmness of your faith in Christ.
记住，保罗写这份书信是为了保护这个教会，因为有异端在攻击这个教会。
Remember that Paul wrote this letter to protect the church because heretics were attacking the church.
在1:24-29，我们上次讲的，保罗提醒哥罗西教会，他忠心的服侍他们，他忠心的服侍全部的教会，包括他们。
And remember in the last sermon, we talked about Colossians 1:24-29, when Paul reminded the church that he served the church and the Colossian church and other churches faithfully.
但是在2:1-5，保罗提醒他们，他专门为他们劳苦。
And in chapter 2, verses 1 to 5, Paul reminds them that he specially labored for them.
不仅是为他们，而且为了他们的姐妹教会，就是老底教会。
And not only for them, but also for their sister church, which is at Laodicea.
在这段经文，保罗对他们非常亲切。
And in this passage, Paul expressed his intimacy with them.
你看，在五节，他说：“我虽然的身子与你相离，但是我心却与你同在。”
Look at verse 5, it says, For though I am absent in body, yet I am with you in spirit.
意思就是，虽然保罗不跟他们同在，但是他在思念，想念他们，为他们祷告。
In other words, even though Paul wasn't with them physically, but he always remembered them and prays for them.
而且通过这份书信，保罗在鼓励他们。
And through this epistle, Paul was encouraging them.
保罗提醒他们，他的劳苦是为了建立一个信任。
And Paul reminded them that his struggle was in order to establish a trust.
当保罗进戒他们之前，他要他们知道他关心他们的灵魂。
And before Paul admonishes them, he wants to remind them that he is concerned for their souls.
他在说他多么努力为服侍他们，不是为了要得他们的夸奖。
And he is telling them that he struggled and labored among them, and he wasn't looking for their praise.
他也不是为了在夸赞自己。
And neither was he trying to praise himself.
他也不是为了想从他们那里得到一些属世的利益。
And he was not trying to gain some material benefit from them.
这是他的原因。
And this is his reason.
他是在劝诫他们之前，他想要让他们知道他爱他们。
His reason for doing that is to let them know that he loves them before he admonishes them.
但是在保罗的提醒里面，我们可以看到保罗辛辛苦苦的服侍哥罗西教会，是为了成熟他们的灵命。
And Paul reminds them that he labored and struggled in the church because he wants to present everyone mature in Christ.
你看，在一章二十八节，保罗说：“我要把每个人完完全全的引到神面前。”这就是灵命属灵的意思。
And this is found in chapter 1, verse 28. Paul wants to present everyone mature in Christ. That is referring to their spiritual maturity.
但是在二章，特别是二节到四节，保罗在仔细的列出三个方面，决定一个人的灵命成熟水平。
And especially in chapter 2, verses 2 to 4, Paul is listing here three areas that can determine a person's spiritual maturity.
第一个方面决定一位信徒是否灵命成熟。是关于他的意志，或者说关于他的顺服。
And the first area that will determine whether a believer is spiritually mature has to do with his will or his obedience.
因为成熟的基督徒会有强壮的意志顺服神的。
A mature Christian would have a strong will to obey God.
这个方面我们可以在二章二节看到，他说叫他们的心得安慰。我等一下会解释为什么这个心是指的我们的顺服。
And this is found in verse 2, that their hearts may be encouraged. And I will explain in just a short while why the hearts here actually refers to obedience.
第二个方面，决定一位信徒是否灵命成熟，是关于他的爱心。
And the second area that determines whether a believer is spiritually mature has to do with his love.
这个方面我们可以在二节看到，保罗说他要他们，要他们互相联络，因爱心互相联络。
And we can see this also in verse 2, when Paul encourages them to be knit together in love.
因为成熟的基督徒必须要爱神，而且爱他所爱的东西。
A mature Christian must love God and love the things that God loves.
而且他不能爱罪。
And he cannot love sin.
啊，第二个方面决定一位信徒是否灵命成熟是关于他的知识。
And the third area that determines whether a Christian is spiritually mature has to do with his knowledge.
啊，在这个方面我们可以在二节到四节看到。
And we can see this from verses 2 to 4.
一位成熟的基督徒必须要了解圣经神的话。
A spiritually mature Christian must understand the Bible or the Word of God.
很多人不知道什么是属灵的生活，成熟的生活。
And many people do not know what it means to have spiritual maturity.
有的人认为做一个成熟的信徒，你只要知道很多圣经知识。
Some people think that to be a mature Christian, all you need is to memorize lots of Bible verses.
所以他们很爱研究神学，很爱谈神学。
And they love to talk about theology and study theology.
但是他们不顺服神，也不爱神。
But they neither obey God nor love God.
那记住，法利赛人他们知道很多圣经知识，但是他们不爱神，也不顺服他。
Remember the Pharisees, they have lots of Bible knowledge, but they neither love God nor obey Him.
那另一种人，以为做一个成熟的基督徒，你只要有爱心，所以他们很热情的唱诗歌。
And there's some other Christians who think that to be spiritually mature, all you need is love. So they are very passionate when it comes to singing of hymns.
但是没有知识，也不顺服神。
But they neither have knowledge of God, nor do they obey God.
第三种人，以为做一个成熟基督徒，你只要顺服神。
And there's a third type who thinks that to be spiritually mature, all you need is to obey God.
所以他们很努力去侍奉教会，但是他们不爱神，也没有知识。
So they labor in serving the church, but they neither love God nor have knowledge.
他们像路加福音十五章的浪子的哥哥。
And they are just like the prodigal son's brother in Luke 15.
顺服父亲，但是不爱父亲。
He submits to his father, but he does not love his father.
也不爱他的弟兄。
And neither does he love his brother.
如果我们想做一位成熟的基督徒，我们必须擅长在这三个方面。
If we want to be a spiritually mature Christian, we must excel in all these three areas.
我们必须要顺服神。
We must obey God.
我们必须要爱神，而且爱他所爱的东西。
We must also love God and love the things that God loves.
而且我们必须要了解圣经的。
And we must also understand the Bible.
我们可以说一个人有三个部分，就是他的意志，就是关于顺服，他的感情，就是他的爱心，而且他的智能，就是他的知识，对圣经的知识。
And we can actually categorize this into three areas. Firstly, is his will, which is his obedience. And secondly, his emotions, which is to love. And thirdly, his intellect, which is to do with his knowledge.
这三个方面决定一位信徒的成熟水平。
And these three areas determine the spiritual maturity of a Christian.
我们要记住这三个方面不是单独的，他们需要合作，一起合作，然后才可以活出一个成熟的灵命。
And we must remember that these three areas do not stand alone. They work together with one another in order to determine a person's spiritual maturity.
这就是今天我们要讲到的主题。
And that is the main theme of today's message.
那我们先看第一个方面。
So let's look at the first area.
就是信徒的顺服。
That is the obedience of Christians.
在二节，保罗要他们心得安慰。
And verse 2, Paul wants their hearts to be encouraged.
在圣经里面，心的意思有时候是关于一个人的智慧，一个人的思想。
And in the Bible, the word heart can be referring to a person's wisdom or his thoughts.
有时候是指一个人的感情。
Sometimes it refers to a person's emotions.
刚才我说有时候是指着一个人的他的思想，比如在诗篇53章我们看得到，愚蠢人的心说没有神，这是他的思想。
And as we mentioned, the word heart could be referring to the thoughts of a person, just like Psalm 53 verse 1, the fool says in his heart, there is no God.
那心在圣经里面有时候是指着一个人的他的行为，就是他的顺服。你看在马太福音12章，他说因为心里所充满的口里就说出来，心就等于他的动作，他的顺服。
And the word heart could refer to a person's action or obedience. It is found in Matthew 12:34. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
那在我们的经文，在这段经文的上文下里，我们知道心在二节是指的一个人的顺服。
And from the context of the passage here, we know from the context that the word heart in chapter 2 verse 2 is referring to the obedience of a person.
有三个原因。
There are three reasons.
因为在这个段经文，其他两个方面已经那个提出来的，比如他的感情和他的知识，所以我认为保罗不是在重复自己，他是在说顺服的方面。
Because the other two aspects of the word heart, which is the feelings and the knowledge, is mentioned later in verse 2 as well. So I do not think Paul was repeating himself. Therefore, when Paul used the word heart, it must be referring to the obedience.
第二个原因，保罗在帖撒罗尼迦的后书2章17节，有用心安慰心来代表他们的顺服。你看他说安慰你们的心，这个原文是一样的，并且在一切善行善言上坚固你们。
And the second reason is that Paul also used the word encourage of hearts in 2 Thessalonians 2:17. Comfort your hearts, which is the same as encourage your hearts, and establish them in every good work and word.
第三个原因，心是指着他们是指他们的顺服神，是因为在哥罗西三章四章，保罗命令他们做很多东西顺服神。
And the third reason why we know the heart here is referring to obedience is because when Paul continues in chapters 3 and 4, he gives them lots of commands of how they ought to obey God.
比如他叫他们脱下旧人，穿上新人，做好的父母、妻子、丈夫等等。
For example, he tells them to put off the old self and put on the new self, and to be good wives, good husbands, etc.
所以心是在指着他们的顺服，保罗要他们顺服。
So heart refers to their obedience, and Paul wants them to obey.
那安慰他们的心，在华文是翻译成安慰的，但是在英语是鼓励的。
And it says here that their hearts may be encouraged.
两个都是两个非常相似，因为两个动词经常是有关系的。
So it could also be translated comfort, but comforting and encouraging is very closely related.
因为如果你有困难在工作方面，你的朋友可能会一边安慰你，然后一边鼓励你继续努力去做下去。
For example, if you face difficulties in your work, your friends may be comforting you and at the same time encouraging you to persist.
所以保罗在安慰他们，也同时在鼓励他们顺服神。
So Paul was comforting them and at the same time encouraging them to obey God.
所以如果我们想做一位成熟的信徒，我们必须要顺服神。
Therefore, if we want to be a spiritually mature Christian, we must obey God.
不要以为我们有很多圣经知识， 你就是一个成熟的信徒。
Do not think that by having lots of Bible knowledge that makes you a mature Christian.
如果你在做你不应该在做的事，或者你不在做你应该做的事的话，你是不是一个成熟的基督徒？
If you are doing what you ought not do, or not doing what you ought to do, then you are not a mature Christian.
不管你多少知识的，
No matter how much knowledge you have.
其实如果你有很多知识但是你不顺服神，这是更糟糕的。
And in fact, if you have lots of knowledge and you fail to obey God, it is worse.
因为这说明你的过犯是出于不是出于无知的。
Because it tells us that your transgressions is not out of ignorance.
我们可以知道神是神，他是所谓的与最高的权柄，是我们的主。
We can know that God is God and He is the first and He has sovereignty and He is our Lord.
如果我们不顺服他的话，我们活出好像我们不顺服他的话，我们就是好当作他不是我们的主。
But if we do not obey Him,Then we are ignoring him as our Lord.
这是不成熟的。
And this is immature.
我们可以知道神会创造一个新的世界。
We can know that God is going to create a new world.
我们会住在这个新的荣耀的世界。
And we will live in this new and glorious world.
但是如果你还是在为你还是为这个世界而活的话，不是为新的世界而活的话。你不是一个成熟的基督徒。
But yet, if you still continue to live for this world and not for the new world, then you are not a mature Christian.
因为成熟的基督徒不只要知道神的真理，必须要强壮的意志去顺服神。
Therefore, a spiritually mature Christian should not just know the truth, but he should also have a strong will to obey God.
我们必须要做我们应该做的事，我们必须要不要去做我们不应该去做的事。
We should do what we ought to do, and we should avoid doing what we ought not to.
我们应该要致死我们的罪，要去追求义。
We must put to death our sin and pursue righteousness.
我们要恨罪。
We must hate sin.
我们不能爱罪。
We cannot love sin.
第二个方面决定信徒的灵命成熟水平是他的爱心。
And the second area that determines a Christian spiritual maturity has to do with his love.
在二节，保罗说因爱心互相联络。
In verse 2, being knit together in love.
这在原文这个互相联络是一个分词。
And in the original text, being knit together is actually a participle.
但是这个分词是在介绍一个新的方面，关于成熟。
And this participle is introducing a new area regarding maturity.
就是爱心。
Which has to do with love.
保罗要他们用爱心互相联络。
Paul wants them to be knitted together in love.
意思就是保罗要他们彼此相爱，用爱心连接全教会。使每个教会同心同意。
In other words, Paul wants them to love one another so that in the church they can be knit together and that they can be united in love.
当然，爱其他基督徒的根基是我们对神的爱。
Of course, the foundation that we have to love other Christians is our love to God.
我们知道在马太福音二十二章三十七节说，最大的诫命就是尽心、尽性、尽意爱我们的神。
And we know from the Gospel of Matthew that the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your might and all your strength.
如果我们不爱神的话，我们不能正确的去爱其他信徒的。
If we do not love God, we cannot love other Christians in a correct way.
我们必须要爱神，然后去爱神所爱的东西。
We must first love God, and then we can love the things He loves.
在二节，保罗是假设了这个真理。
And in In verse 2, Paul was presuming this truth.
保罗专门鼓励哥罗西信徒要用爱心结合全教会，是因为有假教师在攻击这个教会。
And Paul was encouraging them to be knit together in love because there was false teachers who were attacking the church.
假教师最喜欢骗信徒没有跟其他信徒来往的人。
And false teachers love to deceive those Christians who are not having fellowship with others.
因为这些比较容易欺骗，因为他们没有其他信徒保护他们。
And such believers who do not fellowship with others are especially easy to deceive because they do not receive protection from other Christians.
没有其他信徒帮他们按圣经想清楚。
And there are no other Christians around them to direct them to the Bible.
团契是一个很有效的方法来反抗异端的。
Fellowship is a very effective means to go against heresies.
所以保罗专门鼓励他们要结合，彼此相爱。
So Paul especially encouraged them to be knit together in love and to be united.
如果我们要成为一位成熟的信徒，我们必须要爱神，而且爱他所爱的东西。
So if we want to be a spiritually mature believer, we have to love God and also love what God loves.
神是非常爱其他的信徒。
God loves believers.
因为耶稣替他们死。
Because Jesus died for them.
所以我们必须要爱其他的弟兄姐妹。
Therefore, we must love other brothers and sisters.
当神命令我们去爱信徒，他不只是要我们有热心对待别人的。
When God commands us to love one another, it is not just to be passionate with them.
爱的意思就是要也有爱的意思，包括珍惜别人的。
Love includes cherishing others.
珍惜别人是爱的思想的倾向，就是爱的心向。
And to cherish others ought to be the direction of love.
热情是爱的感觉。
Passion is just the feeling of love.
Which is affection is better. Affection of love is better.
The passion is just an affection of love.
Thank you. Both 两个都是非常重要的。如果我们有爱的话，我们必须要这两个。
And to be truly loving, we must have both because both are actually important.
罗马书十二章说到爱的感情，就是爱弟兄要彼此亲热。
Romans 12 tells us about the affection that we ought to have, love one another with brotherly affection.
我们看到，我们知道，哥林多前书十三章是在说爱的的思想的倾向。
And we know from 1 Corinthians chapter 13 the what it is about love.
我们一定要珍惜别人的。
We have to cherish others.
两个都是非常重要的。
So to cherish and to have affection are both equally important.
但是在我们的生活里面，我们的关系里面，爱的思想，我们珍惜别人，一定要带动我们的生活，我们的关系。
And in our lives, when we love and cherish one another, it should actually translate into action in our relationships.
我们不能，我们要用这个珍惜别人的思想来带动我们的关系，不能靠我们的感情来带动我们的drive our relationship, 带动我们的关系。
And we need to have our cherishing of one another to drive our relationship, not by affections.
这是非常重要的，因为比如，如果我跟我太太生气，但是我需要修理我们的关系，我不能靠我的感觉、我的感情来带动。因为如果我靠感情的话，我永远不会与他 与他和好的。
And for example, if I just quarreled with my wife and we're angry with each other, it is by the cherishing part of love that I will be reconciled to her. If I depend on my affections, we will never be reconciled.
因为我生气的时候，我不会去想，跟他和好的。
Because when I am angry, I will not be thinking of reconciliation.
但是我当我是想他，我要珍惜他的时候，我会去跟他和好的。
But if I cherish her, then I will seek reconciliation.
当然我要确保我们当然我们当我们和好之后。我要确保这个热情的爱心，我对他爱心会到的，会来的。
And of course, after we are reconciled, then we know that the affections will come back.
如果对他的爱情不回来的话，我们的关系不是完美的，还是缺少的。
And if the affections do not come back, then our relationship is lacking in some area.
那么我们怎么？那我怎么保确这个爱情会恢复呢
？And how do I ascertain the return of such affections？
我不是去靠去想念我的感情的，我不是去那个让我的感情带动的。
I should not be led by my affections。
我是去思想真理，我去思想它是。神的女儿，她是一个公主，我必须要对她好。
I must think about the truth that my wife is also a daughter of God. She is a princess, and I must do good to her.
如果我对她不好的话，神会找我麻烦的。
And if I ill treat her, God is going to send trouble to me.
而且我会思想她以前。对我多么爱，帮助我多常常帮助我。
And I will ponder upon the things that she has, the good things that she has done to me.
我会思想很多真理，然后时间过去的时候，这个爱情会自然的恢复的。
And I will ponder upon lots of truth, and as time passes, the affections will return.
我跟她和好不是因为她是很漂亮。这是真的，但是漂亮是暂时的，关系是永恒的。
And I seek reconciliation with my wife not because she is pretty, even though that is true, but because our relationship is going to be the lasting one, not the looks.
如果我是用她的美丽带动我们的关系的话，这是属世的，这是不是永恒的。
If our relationship is driven by our looks, that is worldly and not eternal.
所以我们必须要用要靠爱的珍惜，爱的这个思想来带动我们的关系。
So we must depend on the cherishing part of love, and we have to depend on our thoughts to drive our relationship.
珍惜别人，这个爱是。将我们串联在一起的纽带
，and to cherish others is what brings us together。
你看，在翻到三章十四节
，if you turn to chapter 3 verse 14，
保罗说，在这一切之处，要存着爱心，爱心就是联络全德的
，and above all this。Put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony.
他意思说，你必须要珍惜别人，才可以有这些性德，在十二节到十三节所提出的性德。你看，怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。如果你不珍惜别人的话，你不能做出这些性德的。
And only by cherishing one another would you be able to achieve what is stated in verse 12, that you will be holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, all this will not come unless you cherish one another.
所以做一个成熟的基督徒, 你必须要爱, 必须要珍惜别人。
So to be a mature Christian, you must love others and cherish others.
我们爱别人不是因为我们想从他们里面得到一些属世的利益。
We love others not because we want to derive some worldly benefits from others.
我们必须要爱别人因为他们是神的儿子。
We must love them because they too are children of God.
在神的面前是非常珍贵的。
And they are precious in God's sight.
我们不能像那个路加福音那个十五章的浪子哥哥。
We cannot be like the brother of the prodigal son in Luke 15.
不爱他的弟弟，即使他的弟弟悔改了。
He failed to love his brother even though the brother has repented.
第三个方面决定我们的属灵水平就是知识。
And the third area that determines our spiritual maturity has to do with our knowledge.
这是在这个方面保罗非常重视的，因为这是哥罗西信徒的最软弱的地方。
And Paul especially emphasized this area because this is where the Colossian Christians failed the most.
他们困难反抗异端。
They have difficulty rejecting the heresies.
我们对圣经的知识是最基础的，是非常重要的。
And our knowledge of the Bible must be fundamental.
如果我们不懂得, 福音的话,
if we do not know the gospel, we cannot become a believer.
而且我们, 爱心必须要建立在真理上面,
and in fact, love must be established upon the truth and not upon error.
我们不能跟别人团结，除非他信的福音是跟我们一样的，是跟圣经一样的。
We cannot be united with someone unless they believe in the same gospel and the same Bible.
我们不能跟发财福音团结的。
We cannot be united with the health and wealth gospel.
因为属灵的成熟的信徒必须要知道。 福音要知道，那个圣经。
A spiritually mature Christian must know the gospel and the Bible.
所以我们经常鼓励你们要读我们的圣经引导册子。
And therefore, we often encourage you to read the Bible Reading Guide or BRG.
但我们如果做一个想做一个成熟的信徒，我们必须要有知识。 而且我们必须要有智慧，在这里谈的有智慧。
And to be a spiritually mature Christian, we must have knowledge and wisdom.
智慧是怎么应用你的知识的？
Wisdom has to do with applying your knowledge.
因为成熟信徒不只要有知识，而且要应该知道怎么去有智慧，怎么去运用。 你的知识,
and a spiritually mature Christian should not just have head knowledge, but he must have the wisdom to know how to apply that knowledge.
我们John弟兄他说他有一个博士的学位。
Our brother John has a PhD.
但是他需要智慧的时候，他是去找牧师，不是靠他的学位。
But when he needs wisdom, he looks for his pastor and not his degree.
你知道我们可以很多知识，但是我们不懂得怎么用。
We can have lots of knowledge, but we know not how to apply.
所以智慧非常重要的。
So wisdom is important.
而且我们要必须要谦虚，因为骄傲的人看不到智慧的。
And we must be humble because the proud do not see wisdom.
这箴言经常说到这个。
And the book of Proverbs make mention of this often.
所以智慧是非常重要的，知识是非常重要的，是最基础的。
So wisdom is crucial, so is knowledge. These are fundamental.
但是我们看到在这段经文，保罗在他们保罗希望哥罗西信徒在智慧上面的两个方面要成长。
And we can see from this passage that Paul wants the Colossian Christians to grow in two areas of wisdom.
第一个方面就是要确信耶稣。
And the first area is that they must have the assurance of their faith in Jesus.
我们信徒必须确信圣经是神的话，而且圣经启示的耶稣是现实的，是真神，唯一的真神。
Christians must be assured in believing that the Bible is God's word and the Jesus of the Bible is the real God.
有一些信徒可能有一些信徒在哥罗西教会不成熟，在怀疑耶稣。
And there might be immature Christians in the church of Colossae that doubts Jesus.
很容易被假教师骗了。
And they were easily deceived by false teachers.
但是所以保罗叫他们要你要确信，你不能飘来飘去的。
And Paul tells them that you must be assured in your faith and not be tossed about.
因为成熟的信徒相信耶稣，不是因为他不知道，他不肯定他要耶稣，但是万一耶稣是真的，所以他相信，他不是这样子的。
A spiritually mature Christian is not one who thinks that he must believe in Jesus just in case Jesus is also God. That is not the sign of true spiritual maturity.
这是叫保险信仰的。
This is what we call insurance faith.
因为你买医疗保险的时候，你不知道你需要不需要，但是万一你需要的话，所以你去买这个保险。
And well, just like when you buy a health insurance, you are not certain whether you will ever need that, so you just buy that insurance just in case you might need it in the future.
信徒必须要确信神是真的，他是一位完美的、完全无罪的神，而且他会惩罚我们的罪。
Christians must be assured to believe that Jesus is the perfect God and He is sinless and He will punish us of our sins.
他们必须确信只有耶稣可以救他们的。
They must assuredly believe that only Jesus can save them.
而且他们不会靠他们自己的义去救自己，他们都是靠耶稣完美的义靠自己的。
And they will
救自己的。
And they will not try and save themselves by their own righteousness, but they will believe that only through Jesus' righteousness will they be saved.
因为神是圣洁的，他是完美的。每个罪他应该都会惩罚的，我们做不到。
Because God is holy and He is perfect and He will punish every sin.
我们必须要确信耶稣是真的。
And we must be assuredly believing that Jesus is real.
而且我们成熟的基督徒一定要确信圣经是神的话。
And we, a spiritually mature Christian must assuredly believe that the Bible is God's word.
如果你不确信圣经是神的话，你不能确信耶稣是真的，因为在圣经里面耶稣是被启示的。
If you fail to assuredly believe that the Bible is God's word, then you cannot assuredly believe that Jesus is real because Jesus is revealed to us in the Bible.
如果你像这些哥罗斯信徒的话，你不确信圣经是真的，我鼓励你跟我们的领导说话问我们，我们会帮你的。
And if you are just like the Colossae believers who are not assuredly believing that the Bible is real, then please speak to the leaders of the church. We will help you.
你会发现圣经是真正的是神的话，是无可毫无可怀疑的。
And then you will find out that the Bible is indeed God's word and it cannot be doubted.
圣经有非常非常多的证据。
There's lots and lots of evidence proving the Bible.
它有预言的证据。
There are fulfilled prophecies that as proof.
还有历史的证据。
There's history as proof.
而且考古的证据。
There's archaeology as proof.
我们的牧师刚刚去以色列看到这些证据。
And our pastor has just gone to Israel to examine all this evidence.
如果你有如果你想确信想确信圣经的话，我鼓励你去以色列自己去看。
If you want to have this assurance that the Bible is real, I will encourage you to also visit Israel and see it for yourself.
你会发现神的话。圣经是真的是它是无可怀疑的。
And then you will realize that the Bible is indeed God's word and it is beyond doubt.
这是非常重要的。如果我们做一个信徒的话，我们必须要确信圣经和耶稣是真的。
This is crucial because if you want to be a spiritually mature Christian, you must assuredly believe that the Bible and Jesus are both real.
第二个方面，保罗要我们在知识上面成长是就是他要我们相信耶稣是足够的充足的。
And the second area that Paul wants us to grow in our knowledge is to know that Jesus is sufficient or the sufficiency of Christ.
在三节他说所积蓄的一切智慧知识都在他里面藏着。
And verse 3 tells us that it's in Christ in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
耶稣是能够充足的，他能够记我们。
So Jesus is sufficient to save us.
他也能够使我们成圣。
And he alone can sanctify us.
有些人认为圣经耶稣是可以救我们的，但是如果我想知道怎么在这个世界生活的话，我要去找别的资料，我要去靠别人。
Some people think that yes, indeed Jesus can save us, but in order to know how to survive in this world, we need other sources.
他们不高举圣经。
They do not lift up the word of God.
他们以为圣经没有足够的真理来针对他们生活的问题和或者那个 question 那个问题。
They think that the Bible do not have sufficient information to address their daily questions or issues.
这是非常危险的。
This is extremely dangerous.
因为如果你怀疑耶稣他的圣经是不充分的，你就会认为神是很小。
Because if you doubt that the Bible is sufficient, then your God is so small.
神会变成有很多限制。
And God will become a limited God.
当你这样子有这样子思想的话，你就不会靠圣经，你会很容易地被花言巧语骗了。
And if you think like this,then you will not have wisdom and you will be deluded with plausible arguments.
所以在三节保罗叫我们要知道圣经，要知道神耶稣是充分的。
And therefore in verse 3 Paul wants us to know that Christ and the Bible is sufficient.
如果你不信的话，你很容易被骗的。你看在第四节他说，我说这些话是免得你有人用花言巧语迷惑你们。
If you do not believe the Bible, then you will be easily deceived, just like Paul saying in verse 4, I say this in order that no one may delude you with plausible arguments.
你想想看，耶稣是神，他创造一切，当然理由是说他有全部的智慧，他有全部最高的权柄来救我们，来使我们成圣的。
Think about this. If Jesus is indeed God who created all things, then he must have the perfect knowledge and wisdom to know how to save us.
别的被创造的人，他们的哲学是不能胜过神的智慧的，你不能听他的。
The philosophy of created beings cannot be higher than God's wisdom. You shouldn't listen to them.
如果我们听别人不听神的话，我们的生活会被毁灭的。
If we listen to others and not God's word, our lives will be ruined.
就好像你当你买一瓶那个漂白水的时候，
It's just like when you buy a bottle of bleach.
这创造这个漂白水的创造人，他在瓶子外面说，禁止喝漂白水。
The maker or the producer of the bottle of bleach would have labeled it as something that is not edible.
因为他创造这个，他知道这个对你不好的。
Because he made it or created it, he knows that it is bad for you.
但是如果有人跟你说，哎呀，啊不要紧的，那个对你好的，他会啊洁净你的肚子，好像洁净你的地方一样。
But can you imagine if someone comes along and he tells you that this bottle of bleach is good for you, it will clean your intestines just like it scrubs the floor.
你会相信谁？创造这个漂白水的人还是其他人？
Who shall you believe, the maker of the bleach or someone else?
所以你相信神，他创造全世界的，你相信他还是相信别人？
Do you believe God who created the whole world, or do you believe others?
那记得夏娃她堕落了，就是因为她不信神的真理，她去信魔鬼的花言巧语。
Remember Eve who fell into sin because she failed to believe God, but she believed the devil's arguments.
我们要记住，我们人是软弱的，我们的智慧有限制的。
We must remember that humans are weak and our wisdom is limited.
我们世界是非常复杂的。
And this world is complicated.
我们不能懂所有的东西。
We cannot possibly know everything.
但是我们要知道，我们一定要信神，因为他创造世界，他的智慧是最高最高的。当我们糊涂的时候，我们一定要靠他。不能去听别人的。
And we must know that God is the creator of this world, and His wisdom is the highest. When we are confused, we must depend on Him and not on others.
如果我们对圣经、对耶稣没有充分的相信如果我们没有这个知识知道耶稣和圣经是充分的话，我们会很容易去找别的那个人的思想，所以在教会现在心理学是非常非常普遍的。
And if we do not have the knowledge that Jesus and His Bible is sufficient, then we will try to seek other sources of wisdom, just like how psychology is actually rampant in the church today.
所以我们必须要谨慎。要不要被花言巧语被骗。
Therefore, we must be on guard and not be deluded by plausible arguments.
所以我们做一个成熟的信徒，我们必须要确信耶稣，必须要确信他的智慧，他的力量是充分的。
So to be a mature Christian, we must have the assurance that Jesus and the Bible is sufficient.
那我们现在都说了这方面这个我们知道，这个在这段经文在二章一到五节，我们看到三个方面决定一个信徒的成熟水平。
So from chapter 2 verses 1 to 5, we find three areas that determine a spiritual maturity of a Christian.
我们看到他的顺服、他的爱情和他的自私决定他的属灵水平。
And we see that his obedience, his affection and his knowledge will determine how mature he is.
这个方面都是要成熟，我们才可以做一个成熟的信徒。
And we must excel in all three areas in order to become a spiritually mature Christian.
我希望现在你懂得怎么来衡量你的灵命成熟的水平。
I hope now you know how to gauge your own maturity.
不要只是用一个方面来衡量你自己。
Do not just use one area to determine this.
你要看全部，你全部的人来衡量自己的。
You must look at your entire being in order to measure.
弟兄姐妹，我想问， 在哪一个方面你是最软弱的？
And brothers and sisters, I want to ask, which area do you think you are the weakest?
在哪一个方面你最需要改善的？
And in which area do you need the most improvement?
我希望每个人到神面前的时候要谦虚，不要相信你是完美的。
And I hope that everyone, when you come before God, you must be humble and not think of yourself as perfect.
你要承认自己的缺点，要靠神来，来给你力量，胜过这些罪和缺点。
You must admit your weaknesses and sin before God, and depend on His strength and power to overcome your weaknesses and sin.
我认为现在是最好的时候来思想我们的弱点。
And this is indeed the best time to consider our weaknesses.
因为现在是一个新的年，我们每新年都会立志一些东西我们想做的。
Because this is the new year, and at every new year, we have resolutions of what to do in the year.
我们每年都有一些目标。
And we set goals every year.
我希望弟兄姐妹，你有一些属灵的目标。
And I hope that brothers and sisters will have some spiritual goals.
我希望你现在开始认真的、专心的去改善你最软弱的地方。
And I hope that from this time on, you would be sincerely and seriously trying to improve the place, the area where it needs improvement.
那个 John MacArthur, 这个牧师约翰牧师。他说，他给我们一个建议。他说，最好改善第一个事情你要做是最好改善你最软弱的地方。
And Pastor John MacArthur gave us a suggestion that the best place to start improving is the place where you are the weakest.
最难变的地方。
And the place where it is the most difficult.
你最不喜欢看到去那个下功夫的地方。
The place where you despise the most.
因为当你改善这个最软弱的地方之后，别的地方软弱的地方是很容易改的。
Because if you can improve on your weakest spot, then the others would be easy.
我可以那个。我同意他的意见，因为我在我自己身上也发现过。
And I agree with his suggestion because I have found this helpful in my own life.
所以我不管你什么软弱最软的地方，我鼓励你要去专心的去改善，去悔改，去认罪，靠神替你改善。
So no matter which part of your life is the weakest, I will encourage you to start there.And to acknowledge it before God, confess your sins, repent of it, and depend on God's power to help you change.
你想一想，你的最软弱的地方是不是顺服？如果是的话，你要专心去顺服，不要去专心去做别的东西。当然，别的东西要做，但是你要花最多的时间去改善这个地方。
For example, if your weakest spot is in obedience.Then you should start working on your obedience. And of course, you still need to be doing other things, but you should spend most effort in changing your obedience.
如果你在祷告的地方是最软弱的话，你要专心去改善这个方面。
And if you are found weakest at prayer, then you should focus on improving your prayer life.
如果你要改善的话，我建议你们星期五来到我们祷告会。
And if you want to change in or improve in your prayer life, I would encourage you to come for prayer meeting in church on Friday.
如果你没有谦虚的话，你要专门改善这个方面。
And if you are not humble, you should focus in correcting this area.
如果你不爱弟兄姐妹的话，你要专心的去服侍他们。
If you have not loved brothers and sisters, you must focus in serving them and loving them.
如果你经常又靠你的感情来带动你的爱心的话，不是靠真理来带动的话，你要改善这些。
If you have often been led by your affections and not by the truth, then you need to improve in that area.
如果你对神的恩典没有经常的感恩的话，你就要必须每天早上 赞美神，感谢神为你而死。你现在不是去地狱，你是去天堂的。
And if your weakest spot is that you fail to give thanks to God for God's grace, then you should do that every morning and begin every day by praising God and thanking Him for saving you from hell that you deserve and bringing you to heaven.
如果你对圣经的知识是最软弱的话，我建议你们要去读那个 BLG， 而且读圣经。
If your Bible knowledge is your weakest spot, I will recommend that you start reading your Bible together with our BRG.
那我们祷告。
Let us close in prayer.
天父，我们赞美你，我们感谢你救了我们。我们现在不是去永恒的地狱，而是去永恒的天堂与你同在。我们是何等，我们是非常非常感谢的。求主让我们每天都赞美你，都崇拜你，因为你爱我们。也求主给我们力量，让我们谦虚的到你面前，知道我们是缺乏的，我们要讨你的喜悦，是为了我们爱你，不是我们因为我们可以救自己，我们做这些一切都是因为我们的感恩，我们爱你。求主给我们恩典，让我们为你而活，蒙你的喜悦。我奉主耶稣的名祷告，阿门。